Jasmine Jack is Gitzan from Wilp We Get and works alongside Don Mills on the Geoscience Gitxigukla program. In this interview, she explains her role in community engagement, supporting participants on the ground, connecting Hewlett members with training and industry opportunities, and helping bridge Indigenous knowledge and values with education and careers in the mining and geoscience sectors.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Jack. I'm from the Gitxan Territory.
We were just talking about what your part of Geoscience Gitxigukla is and your role in it. Let's start there. So tell me what your role in this program is.
I am the community engagement for Dawn. Dawn works down in Vancouver, and I'm here to be of assistance for the participants who are included.
Who are the participants?
They're roughly between the ages of 19 and 40. They are people who are looking to go into the mining industry and different aspects of the industry and looking to further education towards this, towards the mining industry.
Something that you mentioned earlier as well was finding recent graduates as well to maybe help them take that next step. Can you expand on that a bit?
So one of the things that we are working on is we are targeting the students who have just left college to give them just another avenue of the mining industry, another economic avenue. It's not a big market down in our area. A lot of it is labor, and we just want to give them resources, help them break down barriers, and bridging that gap from Indigenous to mining industry.
How does that break down as far as numbers of participants in a year and also what WILPs are also represented? Can you explain that?
Right now, this is, I would consider it as a pilot program. So Dawn has just introduced this into the Gitxigukla area. This is the first time I've seen it happen. What she is working towards is getting WILPs involved. And so each WILP was invited to bring on participants in the age range of like 19 to 30. And what they are doing is they want to strengthen WILPs in the industry. But the goal is to get 4 members from each WILP into 4-year degrees in any mining education industry. So geology, geoscience. And essentially that's where we're working on. So when I came in to work with Dawn, that was my understanding, was to strengthen each WILP into the market, but allowing them to understand what is happening at each level of the industry. Like I was saying, from prospecting to mining could be a 30-year aspect. And when we bridge that gap from the Indigenous communities, WILPs, into the industry, what we're essentially doing is just giving them the vocabulary and the knowledge by bringing them into places like the AME, like the Rock Talk, giving them that vocabulary, the information needed to understand what it takes and to align their goals. Because a lot of Indigenous communities have goals, values, they have jobs in their territory where it is to protect the land, to secure the land. It is not ours, we just protect it. And so we are helping them introduce themselves into the industry so that they can be a part of the conversation along the way from prospecting to an actual mine. They will have the knowledge to make informed decisions to, one, protect their territory, to, two, to make sure that their WILP is taken care of. So whether they have jobs, education, security, all of those kind of values that we all need to do. And then, but like just to have a seat at the table, a lot of people have to find other jobs. They can't sit here and wait for these things to happen. And I decided to stay with Dawn because Dawn has been one of the rare people who come in, say they're going to do something, offer education towards it, and then fulfill that duty. And with me working beside her, I've been able to see firsthand that what is said is being done and it is happening. And we have been able to contact an immense amount of opportunities for the participants for jobs, job security, for job readiness, and like just invited to an abundance of places to introduce them to.
How long is this training or program, or is that modular? Can people pick and choose what areas they want to study and get exposed to?
So right now, it's like the portion that she initialized with us was the videos on like core cutting, on core logging, geotechnical services, geology services, and then move that to job readiness and then job placement. Unfortunately, the videos are taking longer than expected to make. So what we have done is we have just grabbed the participants and brought them to Silver Queen Mine, to AME. She has access to an XRF lab. And so now we're introducing them into that part. Kispiox has an education program out there. And so we've also introduced them into the first year of college courses in math, chemistry, and biology, and geology. And so introducing them into those areas. So they just have things to do while we're waiting for the videos. We are very fortunate because of the participants, because of the industry inviting us there. We've been able to see firsthand the logging, the core cutting, the drilling. So we've got to see firsthand without the videos.
Thank you so much for helping me understand this program even more in kind of the hands-on perspective of it.
Thank you.
UBC Professor Don Mills shared a presentation at Rock Talk 2026 about Geoscience Gitxigugla. This two-year community-driven critical minerals program brings together indigenous knowledge and geoscience to study 8 priority minerals. In the first year, HULIP members share knowledge of their Lachyip while completing hands-on geology training and field visits to exploration sites and operating mines. In year two, participants apply both traditional knowledge and scientific methods through fieldwork and geochemical analysis, building the skills needed to engage with industry and to support informed land use decisions.
My name is Dawn Mills, and I'm currently an adjunct at the UBC Mining Engineering Department in APSCI, the Applied Science Faculty. And I have been working with the Gitxigugla community and their desire to look at the land or read the land in terms of its mineralogy. Being in the mining department might not look directly at the geology department, which is in the science faculty. However, mining engineers need both the resource as well as, when the resource is found, they need the structural geologist in order to enable the mining to progress in a manner which is related to the ore body.
We did speak last year about Geoscience Gitxigugla. We spoke actually at Rock Talk last year as well. So can you kind of bring me up to speed what this last year has been like for the program?
Well, we launched a discussion with Equity Metals about having a one-day or two-day field trip, our field school at the Silver Queen. It was a site that had lots of ground geochem sampling. They had geophysics sampling, and they were engaged in a really definite drilling regime. And they had a window, which was the first week in September in 25. And because it was at the end of the season, we were like there and gone.
Silver Queen. And it was, you know, facilitated entirely by Equity Metals. And the photograph is the participants as well as the engagement instructors and geologists, as well as Steve from Bureau of Geostatica, who was very helpful in getting the soil samples taken to Vancouver to be processed. We also had the facilitation of the Rugged Edge macro bus for health and safety reasons, because we were running on an industrial road. The other real activity, the big activity, was bringing 5 participants to round up this year.
So that was a very well attended event, and it also looked at a core of participants that have been with the project since then. We sent the lab, we sent the results in September, and they came out in the middle of December. And we had planned as part of the project to buy an XRF bench mount and also license it for the participants for handheld in order to give them a certified skill that I know that the industry would appreciate.
Okay, so that XRF is the tool and it is in the community now?
It will be in the community. We're waiting for it to come back from PDAC.
Okay. In your presentation, you also mentioned that a series of videos was also part of the process this past year as well.
One of the things that we've also know that there are various different levels of technical aspects of geology and different processes. Like soil sampling is done either through a lab like Veritas. The technology that the XRF has is similar to a CPI. So we know at the field there's drilling, and from there we get core. And that is boxed, and it has to be reviewed by a geotech.
Don, can you tell me about the event in May?
It's always been the vision of this particular project to have a camp, to do two or three things. The first thing is to situate a group of people in an environment for a discrete period of time. At the moment, we're doing at least 7 to 10 days. And it's a social situation, but it also is a work situation. So it's getting up and doing. And it's also learning the protocols of safety and how to act in safety from the night before to the night again and to the morning. You're going to be observing things. You're going to be doing things. You're going to be carrying things. You're going to be in an environment where there's a wildlife that you need to have an understanding of, and you have to have a lot of sort of, in a way, pre-background, but also background, our sensitivity. And one of the reach outs is, you know, geologists to accompany the crew and, you know, the crews that are being in there so that they will be a different level of experience.
Is that what you were recruiting when you mentioned in your... Okay, gotcha.
And I've got some names.
Nice. It worked. You were bold and it worked.
Now, this is something that I'm not used to doing, but I've been encouraged to be very bold. I am interested in knowing about geologists who are interested in participating, you know, as either mentors or people at the camp in May.
But it's important because most of the participants are young adults, and I know that they hunt and fish, and I know that they usually do it in pairs, but this is a work situation, and, you know, it's important everybody is fine. The idea is also to get geochemical samples or soil samples, and also to get biogeochemical samples. That is like leaves and trees, buds, as well as bark.
So it's like practice camp? Like it's like practice mining camp sort of thing?
No, it's an exploration camp. It's called an orientation, which means it's you don't know what you're looking for. You don't know what you'll find. So you're really open to look at the region. And that's sort of the general sort of trajectory. That the follow-up from that will take most of June and July. And I would like to see the participants collectively put together a poster for Roundup on the results.
Well, Don, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me about this. And I'm very excited to see how much has been done in this past year as well since we spoke last year.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure seeing you.